Chapter 4.
I can't get the second camera to work.
You make it work, goddammit, Kay said. I need to be able to see the back of the bar.
I'm telling you, the connector.
I don't want to hear it, Jackson. Fix it. It had been a real scramble to pull a team together on a Sunday, yanking guys out of church and away from family barbecues, getting weapons and surveillance vans, and then breaking into the bar without being obvious about it so Jackson could install the video cameras. Kay and four other DEA agents were crammed into one surveillance van. Kay was the agent in charge. Everyone was wearing black combat fatigues and body armor. Helmets with face shields were sitting at their feet. They had enough assault rifles, shotguns, and pistols to invade Canada. Kay and her team had been inside the van for almost 2 hours, and although it was only 60 degrees outside, with the heat generated by five live bodies, all the agents were sweating and the van smelled like the monkey house. A block away was a second surveillance van containing five more DEA agents. When Kay gave the command, they would move into position and cover the small parking lot behind the bar and stop anyone from leaving by the back door. The two vans being used by Kay's team were long body panel vans with no rear or side windows. One was identified as belonging to a plumber, the other to a catering service. Kay was in the plumber's van, and because of the locale, it was old, beat to shit, and tagged with graffiti. A hostage negotiator was in his car two blocks away.
Jackson, she screamed into her mic. It's almost five. What in the hell are you doing? I still don't have visual on camera two yet. I'm telling you, this connector!
Cadillac's here, an agent said. He was looking through a low-profile periscope that penetrated the roof of the van and was hidden by a battered ventilation scoop.
Shit, Kay said.
Jackson, get out of there. Forget the second camera. We'll have to go with one.
Copy that,
Jackson said, sounding relieved. Officially, Jackson was an agent, but he was primarily Kay's go-to guy when it came to computers, cameras, and other high-tech gizmos. He was a geek. He wore a sidearm but barely knew how to fire the thing, and he was scared being inside the bar by himself. Kay could now visualize him scurrying out the back door like an oversized rodent, lugging all his equipment, equipment that obviously didn't work like it should.
You should have had Jackson check his gear before he went inside.